Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Avi just told me he got an automated email from HCS. Basically, let me explain to you what it is. The healthcare commerce system.
Okay.
You need to be registered there, and from there, you're able to set up a CHRC, which is a criminal background check.
Okay.
So he just sent me a voice note. He's driving, but he saw he got an automated email, so he was probably just added. So he'll be able to create the account, and I'll be able to add you on.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay, amazing. I'm going to do that type of the trading stuff, and I can.
Yeah. I actually just spoke to him, because he thinks you're like a setup staffing coordinator, hush and shoot. So I said we didn't even get to that part. So.
Right. I'm still. I by the way, messaged all of the people on the sheet. I'm committed.
Okay.
Everyone. So I really got responses. So I'm adding more and more people to the sheet.
Okay. Let me actually check. You know what I'm gonna do? The thing is, I want to set up. I'll tell you what. To do in the patient database, is do a column.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to go to that to tell you.
I message everyone from all the counties on the city.
So on the patient database, do a column, staffing status update. Basically, Eagle knits 101 columns into actually that annoying. No, the smart sheet. Committed when you were set up, we had one status column, and a case could have been with intake, but it had a staffing status. Staffing was working on it. Eagle has a status column, a separate status column for staff. It's a separate staffing, separate for enrollment, separate for intake.
It's
so annoying. It will. The problem is it has to be combined. It's all separated by office. It's extremely annoying. So, meaning I want to set up a clean process. I can't stand their process. I can't see that. I know.
Statuses has to be automated, like, once a person completed there. Maybe it doesn't have to be automated.
No, like. I could automate that once Alice has checked off it. I could do something like that.
So the application, I don't get regular notifications, but not when someone fills it out. Like, I keep on getting notifications. I click on it, it's not filled out.
Actually, let me see. I wasn't added to the HR email. I've been online.
Something looks off.
One second.
I'm just going to keep in track, but probably when the list is going to grow.
Yeah, you're right. Let me see if I can access it. Hold on. So let's say this last email that you got that says the caregiver completed it.
Let me see.
The last email is 1003?
Bessie, she didn't complete it. Bessie, Wacken.
Yeah, that email I see I got 7:39 in the morning. Was it came at 10:03 a.m. email?
Yeah, Evelyn Balance. Yeah, so she completed it. But Wacken, the email is back now. HR coordinator sent you documents to sign and it's not even filled out.
Let's do like that. The next one about Kim's, this is the email doesn't add up with what it is. Let me know next so I can show it to him and see what we can set up.
Here. HR coordinator sent you documents to review and sign. The one that was sent 4:36 p.m. yesterday.
4:36 p.m.
The fourth from the top.
Can I see it? Let me open that.
Can you open it? It's empty, so.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Yeah, so I keep like.
If I hit finish, it's all empty. Let me forward this to him. Okay, I'm going to email, forward this email. I'll CC in the email.
Okay, perfect.
What did I want to tell you? So let me actually look at the caregiver report. This is a test one. Okay, so that means you have 26 aides that are added. Down sheet, you like that it's sorted by status, but what do you prefer that it should?
Yeah. I like it like that. I think it's perfect.
Okay, and the columns get to free, keep it like this?
Yeah.
Just the name, okay.
Yeah, stand off.
You also are rearranging certain rows before or after, or the...
No, that was good. Maybe if I want something, I'll just let you know.
Okay, then text Abbott regular?
Yeah.
That's Abbott Hoffman. I don't know what's going on. Basically, I forgot to tell you, so basically on Friday, I reached out to the aides that are working now that they should start clocking in from RHHA and sitting here, it's 2:30, can't respond to me. And I text, I'm like, oh, I didn't even get the text.
I'm like, oh, God, it comes out yet,
so I had to, like, run home already. So I sent it from your line, but Hamsi can't respond to his item, so it was the wrong number.
Right.
Anyone else respond if they mentioned the message?
I don't think so,
no. Okay. Basically, they were originally set up. They were given a company phone.
Okay.
But we're not going to do that.
We don't give company. Like, we don't give.
Meaning, Chabz is the cost of the company, the actual device, paying service. And Ochot, half of the time, they leave it. They forget to bring it to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Kenneth and Ochot, so come out here that anyone's download the app as I get a phone. And it's like, I create staffing sheets, but noch nicht, whatever. I'm going to sit with Judah today first.
Okay.
Let me see, you have anyone in Rome?
In Rome.
Oh, I'm going to... Neither like, but the city in New York, no, then. Do you like this or does that like something?
Because I like it.
Ah, okay, take it out. Because,
Because when I put the address,
then
I put the full address, so that's why it comes in.
Like, do a state...
No.
Field?
So guys, address, city, zip code.
Okay. Language, New York, well...
Okay.
Whatever, I don't know. Actually, I can add a city. You're not by the border where anyone is going to be from Jersey or Connecticut or whatever, so... So
I'll just put it, I guess.
Whatever, you let me, if yes, let me know, I'm going to add a city column. So, host meanwhile, Syracuse,
Utica,
and Oswego, Ithaca, Canastota.
How do you pronounce it? Utica, and the other one is Ithaca?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let
me see, by the way.
Canastota, no, you don't have Rome.
Let me see, just a second. City. Rome. We don't even have anyone on the sheet that's in Rome, but we could search for nearby. And
so funny. Let me kick in. Committed, I for sure remember, like, Rome, saying who patients in Rome.
Oh, it's 9. You probably say I'll do something wrong yet. A minute. You see the energy. A minute. Mm-hmm. I could. Are we gonna have a case there?
How about case that was 17 hours, so they ate Shinshunkun for a few days, so I want to focus on getting him someone. Let me actually check. What the switching browser about? Can't be logged into two separate HHAs. Same browser. Actually check on Smartsheet if we have this street. Search down the patient's street address.
Okay.
Zeichas is going actually the Zobel Street. I'm just curious about that. Have access to the caregiver database and committed from access to the TPL database. So I might have more things come up, but.
Listen, I have a list of 34 people in Rome here. I messaged them all.
She was on a question, look at the list. Try it. See if she's certified.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Can I talk to you a bit?